مالك يوم الدين.
If you remember when we were recapping, we said that each of these words in the surah, at the beginning of the surah, are reasons to praise Allah. Allah has now basically given us another reason to praise Him. That hamd is still being linked to. We are praising Him because He is the creator of all goodness, because He is Allah, because He is Rabbul Alameen, because He is Rahman, because He is Rahim, but also because He is Maliki Yawmiddin. Why does this deserve praise? Why is it that we need to praise Him for being Maliki Yawmiddin? Firstly, we can say that the idea of there being a hereafter, a day of judgment, meaning that there is something beyond this world, itself deserves praise. Why? Because Allah has now manifesting Himself, His perfections, and we are able to do that in an eternal way. This idea of being, of giving us eternity and giving us this opportunity to manifest perfection beyond just this realm of life is something that deserves praise. Secondly, if the hereafter wasn't there, if there was no Jannah and there was no Jahannam, we would not reach that goal. Why? Because there would be no motivation and there would be no fear. Nothing would drive us away from committing sins because there would be nothing to stop us. We would just commit the sins, and that, even though we're not going to be punished, but we wouldn't be able to reach our purpose in life because those sins would stop us and become a hindrance. So we praise Him for having created the hereafter and the Yawmuddin so that we have this tool of fear within us that motivates us and keeps us away from the sins. One final thing I want to share. I know I went through this a bit quickly, but there's one more thing that I want to go through and then we'll finish there. And that is this idea of the fear. If we notice when we started the surah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, all of these were very positive attributes of Allah. They create a lot of hope for us that He is our Rabb, He's going to nurture us, He's going to take us to perfection. Not just us, but everything in existence. And He's not just a tyrannical, dictatorial Rabb. He is a Rabb who is Rahman and Rahim. We have a lot of hope in Him. Now, and this shows what the comprehensive nature of the surah is, that it's telling us that we also need to keep the other balance. Yes, He is the Rabb, He is very merciful, etc., etc. But we also have this fear within us that if we do something wrong, then we will also be punished for it. And this balance of hope and fear is something that is needed, because if we go on to one extreme, it's detrimental. If we go into the other extreme, it's detrimental. If we only have hope, I don't believe in your type of God who puts people into the fire and He gets angry. I believe in the God of love, this idea of pluralism, and I can take whatever path I want, and it's all about love. That's not going to help us reach our destination, because Allah says, yes, He is Rahim, but He also has Ghadab. He has Tawab, but He also has Iqab. And so the balance needs to be there. On the other hand, if we go into the other extreme of just fear, then all we are doing is getting ourselves into a state of despair. And I think I'm going to Jahannam anyway. I've been such a bad person. There's no point in me doing anything to rectify my life. No, the hope has to be there. And this is why this verse talks about how those people who are ulul albab, that true knowledge of Allah comes when you have the balance. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ apprehensive of the hereafter, وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ and expecting the mercy of His Lord. And then it equates it. It's doing a comparison. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.